When we started looking for a late-night disc jockey, David, I know the management was in the market for someone a bit out of the ordinary in the early 70s, but the man they found, well, he was something else again.
My engineer is injured. I thought I'd bring it up. He got a little mark around his eye. He got bitten by a fox. Certainly was very foxy. She was about 18, about 5'8 and a half.
I mean, this guy was unusual.
Did she bite him? Three dog nights!
Brother Love!
Actually, Brother Lee Love, get it? Hey, if your real name was Alan Smith, you might want something just a little more grabbing, although I like Stone myself. Anyway, the brother is out of radio now doing record research in Columbia, Maryland. What's this all about?
Well, we run a competition for radio program directors and music directors, and we ask them to listen to 5 records a week for 40 weeks and tell us at the point of listening if that record is a hit, and the guy who picks the most hits wins a Mercedes.
Jay Myers, are you listening? Later this morning, David, I'll talk more with Brother Love about his days, or better yet, his nights at Famous 56. David, as I took the time over the last several weeks tracking down those who helped make WFIL a powerhouse in the 60s and 70s, one thing always seemed to come out as a favorite. Down to a man, the Helping Hand Marathons meant the most. Brother Lee Love remembers.
And the highlight marathon was 1975, which I was always very proud of the fact that after I left the station every year, I was invited back for the marathon. So we did marathons from 71 through the last one was 76, I believe, or 77. And the 75 marathon with John Lennon, that was probably the highlight of all the time I spent in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, the John Lennon marathon. We will not ever forget that. He spent the whole weekend with us, answered the phones, helped raise the most money that we ever did on a Helping Hand marathon. Who knows, we may even bring that back again someday. Anyway, thanks for remembering with me. And by the way, any parting message?
Do I have a message for Philadelphians? I still love you.
You see, David?
And go Phillies.
The brother still is loyal.